on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we step out of the time machine into August 1947. What were things like on the coastside back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Body on beach refuses to wait for the law. Police received a report of a body on San Gregorio Beach and a woman crying in a parked car. But when the officer arrived, the body was gone. After a short investigation, it's believed the body had gone off from the wife for a short beer, leaving her crying in her car. Wow. Stanford student dies in Devil Slide accident. A 21-year-old Stanford student died from injuries he received when he fell while climbing on Devil Slide. The student, John Hood, slipped and fell 20 feet, striking his head on a rock as he plunged. Additional services required. As more people want to go to church, the pastor of Community Church announces that beginning next Sunday, August 24th, there will be an evening worship service at 7:30. The additional service is the result of more people wanting to attend services at the Community Church. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's talk weather. Whether or not. Because we've been breaking long-time records. I heard recently that California, as a state, has had the coldest August since the history of recorded weather. So, it's not our imagination. I've been thinking of the pros and cons involved here. Let's go the cons first. Lots of folks suffer from actual depression from the dreary overcast days with no sunshine. Many even drive over the hill to search of sunshine. I've been one of those. Another con is the added driving hazards of fog and the rain. Many folks may not be aware that there is a state law that when your wipers are on, you have to have your headlights on going through the foggy visibility here. And speaking of wipers, let's make sure your wiper blades are in good repair and can keep the windshield clear. Now for the pros of dreary weather. How about the coziness of the day? And the urge to make soup and hunker down with a good jigsaw puzzle or a book or a movie. Those cloudy days can make better concentration and even enhance appreciation of mystical surroundings created by the clouds and the fog. If you're in the con or the bad weather days, hopefully you'll find ways to either escape to sunny places or find ways to cope here. Another suggestion is to visit my pub for a bowl of delicious clam chowder or artichoke soup or a bowl of chili with chopped onions and cheese. If you're on the pro side, bring me a cup of your soup. Keep calm and weather on. 1947 will be noted for many events. It's the start of the Cold War, which endured for over four decades as the United States and the Soviet Russia jockey for world power. This is the year that the term UFO would become a popular word following the recovery of a crashed flying disc by the military at the ranch near Roswell, New Mexico. And Jackie Robinson takes to the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers, becoming the first Negro to play in the Major League Baseball team. Big inventions this year, including the transistor and the mobile phone. Cost of living in 1947. A postage stamp is 3 cents. You heard that right. A new car, $1,300, and you can fill her up for 15 cents a gallon. And oh, ladies, a loaf of bread is 13 cents. Popular films include Miracle on 34th Street and Road to Rio. Music was going through some transitions in 1947. There was still a taste of the big band and dreamy slow dance tunes. One such record was a big hit, taking command on the number one spot of the Billboard charts for 17 weeks. Here's Francis Craig and Near You.
just one place for me near you. It's like heaven to be near you. Times when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just two lips away. If my life could be spent near you, I'd be more than content near you.
Another popular record was more on the upbeat side. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Managua, Nicaragua.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. A beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
Every day is made for playing fun, 'cause every day is fiesta, and they work from 12 o'clock to 1, minus an hour for siesta.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole.
This is Cameron Palmer. thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.